If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Any new idea can be scary, especially if it runs counter to anything you have ever known and trusted. But if you consider what I have to say in this little episode, you won't be scared. You're probably going to feel much better. Hello, I'm Ernest. Welcome. I have to admit, when I was younger, I really ended up hating many of the different jobs I had. Matter of fact, so did most of my friends at that time. And on the surface, the reasons for our dissatisfaction seemed pretty similar. One of the primary typically being that our boss was an asshole. But around the time I turned 35, that began to change. And that is directly because that is the time my advanced perception began to kick in, which in itself was a direct consequence of adapting and applying realist and stoic philosophy, which fundamentally changed my life. If you've never heard me talk about this before, let me explain. In the shortest possible terms, advanced perception is an amalgamation. It is the application of a group of psychological and philosophical components which work synergistically to help one achieve success in life. Now, to explain how this can help you with that boss who is being an asshole. One of the very first things you need to understand is that everything going on around you is a process, and that process has little, if any, concern with you. So the sooner you begin to understand that, the sooner your life will begin to improve. The moon, Earth, and the entire galaxy, for that matter, doesn't give a damn that you've lost your job. By the same token, only those that are actually very close to you, or actually dependent upon you, may, to at least some extent, care that you lost your job. But even that is ultimately irrelevant. You see, if you clearly understand and accept that anything taking place that is negatively affecting your life, you can analyze it for what it actually is and try to the best of your ability to circumvent whatever craziness is affecting your life. But you absolutely cannot do that if you cannot control your emotions. So I'm saying that in the end, whether that craziness affecting you is sociological or more individual, such as a crazy neighbor or family member interfering in your life, you should not in any way engage with that craziness on its level. If you do so, the situation will only get worse. If you are confronted with something serious, what you absolutely should not do is turn to drugs and alcohol, because those things are actually designed and managed, particularly alcohol, to destroy you. And its ubiquitousness, its availability practically anywhere, is not by accident. And the same reason why areas of inner cities that may be otherwise plagued with problems usually always still have liquor stores, and disproportionately many of them. Now, before I go any further, there's something I want you to know about myself. I am by no means well off, and I have been in seriously unpleasant circumstances many times in my life, more than I would care to remember. I am not an academic living in an ivory tower, or wealthy living a sheltered life in an upscale neighborhood. So it's not a case of, oh yes, that's easy for him to say. I bet he's never faced what I'm facing right now. Well, I'll simply tell you this. I have endured and been faced with many very harsh realities many times in my life, including coming close to being murdered on several occasions. I don't claim to have lived the worst or most dangerous life in the world, but I've seen and experienced enough that I sure as hell don't approach the world as an idealist, viewing it through rose-colored glasses. I just want you to know that. Now back to the original. I totally understand, having been there many times myself, that you can be blindsided by some very bad news, and it really hurts. So here is some survival advice. When bad news hits you hard, you suddenly feel overwhelmed. Yet first thing that you have to do is overcome the pain of the blow. In my case, I have my own mantra, "This will pass," that I say to myself repeatedly, but you can create whatever mantra works for you. You may have to get away from the person or the situation if possible and keep repeating your mantra. That may be 15 minutes or 15 hours, depending, of course, on what it is you're dealing with. But the main purpose is to not succumb to whatever forces are hitting you. Do not engage in being emotional. That is the very thing that will destroy you. You must overcome emotionality. You must control the situation, not have the situation control you. Let's use an analogy of a boxer. When most people visualize a boxer, they see a man who can throw really complex punches and combinations with great speed. What many people don't realize is that's only part of the boxing equation. Because what is equally important, if not even more important, is for a boxer to develop the ability to withstand blows. Withstanding them both physically and psychologically. That is exactly the same concept of advanced perception that you develop against life's adversities. Now, if you have successfully managed to weather the emotional storm that a given situation has triggered in you, and you are not self-medicating with drugs or alcohol, your mind should be much clearer, because only with a clear and unemotional perspective do you have the greatest odds of defeating whatever difficulty you find yourself in. So because I like to keep my episodes fairly short, and there's no way I could possibly address every situation simply by the fact that there are far too many individual variations, I would like to leave you with this advice. One of the primary issues I run into all the time, and this is with people who are not engaging emotionally or self-medicating their problems away with drugs or alcohol, is they still get caught up in the oftentimes intricate spider web of psychological complexities of their situation and take it upon themselves to try to fix a million different issues, which actually were not even their problems in the first place. There are many times, depending on many variables and circumstances, when the best course of action for your self-preservation, be it physical or psychological or both, is simply to just leave and disconnect from the people and or places that have been making your life a living hell, which I will go into a bit deeper in part two. Whatever you do, please don't leave without subscribing and hitting the notification bell, because it really does help the channel grow, and I rely on you to make that happen, and I do sincerely appreciate it. Also remember, you can reach out to me with any questions about this episode or suggestions for a future episode at the link to my website in the description below. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.